with friends. So we've got this in-between Sunday. Jesus is born. The wise men are on their way. The Gospels tell us other events as well. Luke's writer tells us of Mary and Joseph presenting Jesus to our Lord with a visit to the temple. There his name is made holy. In Matthew's Gospel, Joseph and Mary are getting ready to escape to Egypt as the threat of Herod is truly compromising the life of their newborn son. John's Gospel writes of the coming of the true light, which we just heard, the light of the world shining upon all people, the Word made flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. Mark's Gospel remains silent until Jesus is well into adulthood. Next week, we'll greet the wise men and give thanks for the gift of the Christ child made known to all. Not some, but Christ comes to all with the Feast of Epiphany. But this week, we are blessed with this in-between Sunday to just explore a little bit about Christ born among us to bring us the freedom of God's grace. So if you want to kind of pour open your Bible, Galatians is in the, it's called an epistle, which means letter. Paul wrote a bunch of letters to his churches. So we have, in the New Testament, we have four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And after that, you'll see the book of Acts, which talks about Paul planting the churches. And then after that, you'll see the book of Romans. And then you'll see two big letters he wrote to the church of Corinth, Corinthians. Then here's how I remember what comes next. God eats popcorn. So God is G for Galatians, eats is E for Ephesians, P, popcorn, is for Philippians, and C is, the corn part is Colossians. So that's a good way to remember those books that come after Corinthians, because I can't remember them any other way. So today we're going to look at chapters kind of 3, 4, 5, and 6. So we're going to jump around a little bit. So we've got these, the lectionary that has been appointed for today gives us several readings, but Galatians seems to be the one reading that we are asked to keep paying attention to. So that's why we're kind of delving into Galatians today. Galatians, you may know, is often referred to as the Bill of Rights of the Christian life. So let's learn why. How we are given and learn in the book of Galatians the freedom given to us in the birth of our Savior. Paul makes, as he writes to the church in Galatia, 3 points. The first is freedom in Christ. The second is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the third is the cross as our new creation. Now, the church of Galatia, now modern-day Turkey, was founded by Paul while on his church-planting missionary journeys around the middle of the first century. The Galatian churches are largely not Jewish Christians. Paul is called specifically to minister to Gentiles, non-Jews, those folks who are not circumcised, signifying their descendancy to the great patriarch Abraham. Those who have not adhered to the ancient practice of following the law of Moses as given by God and have come to know Christ. Now, Paul has gotten word that there are some Jewish Christian missionaries influencing the churches of Galatia, insisting that the Gentiles must be circumcised as according to Jewish law in order to be fully included in a new life in Christ. In other words, the well-meaning missionaries are preaching, first you have to become Jewish before you can become a Christian. Paul's mad. Being circumcised or not being circumcised doesn't matter in Jesus Christ. But grace and faith does. Paul writes to the churches, "You foolish Galatians," he writes, "who put a spell on you?" So the first point, freedom. Proclaiming our freedom in Christ, Paul defends the truth of the gospel. Initially, Paul is sympathetic to the disruptive missionaries. He understands the importance of the Mosaic Law, as we all do. God's people, when first led by the patriarchs, Abraham and Moses, were like little children growing in the faith. So God gave his people the law as a discipline, a way of life to practice and obey, that we would know God. Then, as God's people grew from obedience to the law through patriarchs and prophets and kings, God would come to them as one of them, as the person of Jesus Christ. Now, Paul writes to clarify. Before faith came, we were imprisoned and guarded by the law. But faith reveals to us in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ that we are no longer under the custodianship of the law. Rather, Christ's faith in us frees us to be faithful. In faith, we live a just, right relationship with God in Christ. More importantly, all of us, not some, all are made free in Christ. In Christ's family, there can be no division into Jew or non-Jew, slave or free, male or female. All are made children of God. All are descendants of Abraham. We are all one in one equal relationship with Christ, who makes us free. Second point, gifts. Paul writes, with our freedom in Christ through the Holy Spirit, God gives us gifts like fruits of an orchard. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we inherit these gifts so that we will embrace a life living like God. What happens when we live God's way? As a child of God in Christ, belonging to Christ, we're called to use these gifts. Use love and joy to express our affection for one another and an exuberance for life. Show peace and patience as a willingness to serenely stick through the tough stuff. Act in goodness and faithfulness, believing the basic holiness of all things. Lead with gentleness and self-control rather than forcefully insisting on a certain way. Use our gifts creatively, forgivingly, living always in response to the freedom God in Christ grants us. Paul writes to the troubled churches, harvest a good crop, a true everlasting life in Christ. Third point from Paul. New creation. We are changed by the cross. Paul writes, the cross of Christ changes us forever and for all time. We learn from the misguided missionaries that there is the way of the culture and then there is the way of the cross. Culture and cross do not always comply. The cross is not an easy path to take. Walking the way of the cross can often mean we are turning away from the culture, leaving behind a way of an old system for a new creation in Christ. The missionaries trying to influence the Galatian churches aim to disregard the status of the new Christians now equipped with the Holy Spirit. Paul spews anger at these disruptors as they boast of following a path that takes the easy road, adhering only to a culture of convenience and to those laws that work in their favor. He goes on to write, as you'll see at the close of chapter 6, he writes in large letters in response to their boasting that God forbid he boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is courageously carrying the cross that crucifies Christ to us and us to Christ. Paul writes, may peace and mercy be upon whoever chooses to follow the way of the cross that sets us free into a new culture, a new creation in Christ. It seems that Paul's letter not only makes an impact on the churches of Galatia in the first century, Paul's letter has become known as the Charter of Christian Liberty. Some 1,500 years later, reformer Martin Luther said of Paul's letter to the Galatians, "The epistle to the Galatians is my epistle. To it, I am as if we were in wedlock. Released from bondage into freedom in Christ, that we are made right with God through faith, not works, Galatians fuels the Protestant Reformation, setting sparks for the English Reformation, the formation of the Anglican Church, and eventually our tradition today is the Episcopal Church. Now, this new year is upon us, and typically we do make in the new year resolutions, do we not? Ways we can improve ourselves throughout the next year, changes we need to make. Could it be that following Paul's letter to the Galatians is a resolution we want to take on? Paul is doing his best to persuade the newly formed church to live by the gospel, be faithful to the gospel. Why? Because the gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ, who was and is faithful to us. In Jesus' faithfulness to us, he grants us freedom that we may live in a right relationship with God. The law doesn't make us righteous. Jesus Christ and his life, death, and resurrection for us is what makes us righteous. This is God's gift to us in Christ, in the Christ child born among us, the freedom of God's abounding love given to us in Christ. Galatians, a treatise written by a faithful apostle, passionate about the Christian faith, to tell us that we are made free, not through works in the law, but faith in God in Christ's saving grace. Our Christ, who sends us the Holy Spirit with fruits of the Spirit to guide us in a way of living a Christ-like life, and who, because of his death upon the cross, presents for us a new creation of freedom in the faith and love of Christ. This is our time. This is it. May our New Year's resolution live and embrace our freedom in Christ. So now, my friends, we have romped through Galatians pretty fast, through our Bill of Rights for the Christian faith. May your New Year's resolutions, whatever they may be, bring you closer to God in Christ. Happy New Year.